This is Dr. Schumacher dictating initial history and physical for a home visit patient, Geraldine Swanson. First name Geraldine Swanson, Swanson. Place was 104 Old Covenant. Did it say place was Covenant, Glen and Frankenmuth? Date seen was April 11th, 2022. Patient profile, Ms. Swanson's a 92-year-old female who lives in Covenant Glen and has some degree of dementia. The paragraph. Chief complaint. Seen regarding dementia, hypertension, and who's recently in the hospital for falls and has debility, period. Compared to history of present illness, some information was obtained from her son, but he is a marginal informant and has some but not complete insight, period. She is confused and doesn't have much insight into her condition, period. Apparently he had some falls. He was in the hospital for a while, followed by rehab, and then she was in the hospital again and had more rehab, period. She had come from a rehab facility, period. Her memory is extremely poor, period. She had become weaker, and that's been insidious and progressed, period. She declined overall in her health, period. About 3 years ago, she had a pelvic fracture, and she's known to have osteoporosis, period. She has urinary incontinence, period. She does walk with a walker, but she still is at risk of falling, period. The rehab did improve her ability, period. At one point, she was having difficulty, period. She had three falls in the subacute rehab place, period. She actually had to go to the ER a couple times, period. She denies any major heart disease or diabetes or kidney disease, but she does have hypertension and urinary incontinence, period. She can get anxious easily and has a history of depression, period. New paragraph. At one point she lost weight, but that seems to have stabilized, period. She hasn't really lost consciousness or had major dizziness, and most of her falls or trips are just due to poor balance, period. New paragraph review of systems. Constitutional. No fever or chills. No clear weight loss recently. Eye. No specific complaints, period. ENT, no earache, sore throat, or hoarseness, and she seemed to hear me adequately. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitations. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding. GU, she's in, I'll put up under GI, she's incontinent of stool. GU, there's no dysuria, but she's incontinent of urine. Musculoskeletal, she wasn't in pain when seen. Period. She does have osteoarthritis of multiple joints, but gets around. New paragraph. Endocrine, no polyuria, polydipsia, no thyroid symptoms, no excessive thirst or sweating. Heme, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Skin, no major rash or itch. New paragraph. Past history, pelvic fracture 3 years ago, osteoporosis, hypertension, urinary and fecal incontinence, anxiety, depression, osteoarthritis. Neither her son or her could give me much reliable information on her family history, period. Depending on social history. No smoking or ethanol abuse. New paragraph. Medications. Vitamin D, 25 micrograms daily. Procyte, one tablet daily. Tylenol 650 milligrams every 4 hours, every 6 hours as needed. Lisinopril 30 milligrams daily. Galantin 500 milligrams. One tablet twice a day. Aspirin 1 milligram daily. New paragraph examination. She was not acutely distressed for a little period. Pulse 96. Respiratory rate 18. O2's at 97%. Temperature 96.9. Blood pressure 154 over 91. Head and neck pupil equal and reactive light. Extraocular movements intact. Oral mucosa normal. Ears normal inspection. Neck sample, no mass, no thyromegaly, trachea midline, no nodes. Lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labor and breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1S2, no gallop, no murmur. She has edema 2+, bilaterally. There's stasis dermatitis noted. Pupil pulse is palpable. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no organomegaly. CNS cranulars are normal. Sensation is intact. Impaired musculoskeletal. She walks with a walker with a slight leaning forward, not severe. Seemed to be doing okay with me in my presence today, period. I did see her walk down the hall. There's no acute joint inflammation or fusion and no cyanosis or clubbing. And skin was intact, warm and dry without rash or major lesions. New paragraph, mental status and orientation of time, she scored 0 to 5, period. She could not tell me the date, day, year, month, or season, period. And orientation of place, she scored 0 to 5, period. She could not tell me the place, any state, county, or floor, period. Affect was somewhat normal. She was a bit apprehensive, and she kept talking about wanting to go home to Port Huron, but has not lived there for many years, period. She does have a brother there, period. Paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Swanson has dementia, which is quite advanced, although she can talk and she can answer some questions, those a few things, period. I will recommend a trial of donepezil to start at 5 milligrams daily, period. Two, she has hypertension stable with lisinopril 30 milligrams daily, period. Four, she has osteoarthritis is in Tylenol 650 milligrams every 6 hours, period. There's history of anxiety and depression. For now, she's not on medications for this. I'll continue the current plan overall, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.